Good morning, folks. Rick here. How are we doing this fine and glorious 25th of March? Woo!
Good morning, Rick.
Today?
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, good morning. I'm glad everybody's here. I've got a decent amount of people on the call already, and I'm going to be muting you guys in a second. But before that, remember, okay, this is the last week, okay, that we have this call with the phone number that you dialed in. The good news is even if you dial the current phone number after the 27th, which is Wednesday, it'll tell you the new phone number. But if you're in my coaching, it's been sent out to you. If you look at my emails on Saturday, it's on there. So it's listed everywhere. And we'll be so you have that new phone number starting next week. So the 1st of April, and that is not an April Fool's joke, by the way. Before anybody thinks it's not, it's actually the truth. Hold on 1 second, folks. Okay, so I just muted you all, too. So if you want to have a question, and I want some questions this week. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Today's going to be kind of a, I'm going to call it a in-your-face motivational session, okay, because I'm, you know, look at, in exactly 1 week, you are one quarter of the way through the year, okay, in exactly 1 week, which means you have 75% of the year ahead of you. Now, and I can go by only, I can really only go by people that show up to my training and people that are in my coaching, and I have, you know, over 100 people in my coaching between all three markets, 118 to be exact, I think it is, you know, and I get a good thermometer of what's going on, okay? So I've got 7 points I want to share with you today, but I want you guys to have questions about it. So don't be afraid to ask me a question. Once again, you're on a group call, okay, which means, you know, I've muted you. But if you want to have a question, hit *6, and then I can hear you, okay? So don't be afraid to do that, okay? Also, all these recorded calls are on either Podbean or podcast, meaning you can go to Podbean if you have that, or you can even use the podcast app on your phone, and then you just type in my name, last name, B-E-R-U-B-E, and you have access to all of them. And the last plug I'm going to give today is join my YouTube channel. I have a tremendous amount of new training videos on there. And my videos are very kind. They're all less than 5 or 6 minutes. Most of them are 3 or 4. The training ones I'm talking about, they give you something quick to think about in different areas. Okay, and every time I put a new one on there, if you belong to my YouTube channel, it'll tell you. So you can listen to it while you're driving, whatever. Okay, you guys have a tremendous amount of training with your company, okay, for free, or people go crazy when I say that. That's in your split. So don't be afraid to use it, folks. That's my full-time job to help you guys be more effective, okay, and make more money. Okay, so once again, I'm going to hop right into this now. Okay, it's the 25th of March, okay, and when I was an agent, now look at where I come from, okay, the land that time forgot, New England, all right, I say that jokingly. I only did about 15% of my business in the first quarter. So it was really easy to get, oh, I'm only, you know, 15% of my goal. You know, you could really, really get in the dumps if you wanted to. But statistically, I did between 30 and 35% of my business in the second quarter. Now, that's kind of an extreme because of weather, all right? We don't have that kind of extreme here. Most of you, especially the people in my coaching, most of you, if you look at your business from last year, you did a majority of your business in 2 or 3 consistent runs last year. It wasn't, oh, look at this, I did 1/12 of my business in January, 1/12 in February. No, no one ever does it that way. So we're all about going, if you're in baseball season starts this week, you know, baseball players are streaky. They won't get a hit for 3-4 games, and then they'll go, you know, 3-4 for 2 games. That's just the way life is, okay? It would be really nice if it was evenly spread out, okay? But it's not. And as soon as that comes out of my mouth, I think, you know why it's not spread out like that? Because success isn't for everybody. And that's what I'm going to talk about this week. It isn't, unfortunately. But if you commit to the process, everybody can do it. But everybody doesn't choose to do it, and it is a choice. Okay, so I'm looking at this year. I got 75% of it in front of me. So what am I thinking? All right, so write this one down, or if you're driving, you can listen to this later again. Raise your goals. I'm just going to say it like that. Stop settling. I talk to a lot of you, and that's what I hear in your voice. Well, you know, I just really can't do. Why would you ever say that to yourself? I can't do that. Okay, look, there's a couple can'ts in my, like for me. I would love to be Rob Gronkowski, you know, 6'7", okay, 285 pounds, and unbelievably, but I'm not. So I can't be, you know, I can't go in and replace Rob Gronkowski for the New England Patriots. But I can sell 4 homes a year, a month if I want to, or 5 or 6. That's something I can definitely do. So physics allow you to and not allow you to do certain things. But when it comes to real estate, you pick, okay, what you're able to do. And it's all about what you're willing to do. So I'm going to say, even if you're behind your goal, don't start caving. Definitely keep your goal, or I would consider raising it. Okay? So and then ask yourself this question. If I'm behind my goal, what am I actually doing on a daily basis? Am I really acting like somebody who wants to achieve my goal? Am I? Be honest. The universe is always watching, by the way. Okay? You know, so am I really, really doing what I, because if I really want to achieve, look, this is not rocket science, guys. This is not rocket science. People go crazy when I'm about to give you the next example. Okay, so if I say to you, like I was just talking to Stan Abrahams from Arizona, and he said to me, look, I've got the seller, and I just listed the house, and he really wants to sell. The average days on market in his price range is 120 days, and he's telling me after 7 days, he calls me every day, what's going on? And I always, whenever a seller did that to me, I always remind them of the conversation, and I give them an example. Okay, I say, look, it's like I get on a flight from Boston to Los Angeles, and it's a 5-hour flight. Okay, 1 hour into the flight, I'm somewhere over Pennsylvania, and I start asking, are we there yet? Well, the only way, if we have an average time on market and we're right at the comp price, then we have to be right at the days on market too, right? Okay, it's that simple. You want to shave off the days, then you got to shave off some price, make it more attractive. So it's either price or patience. Those are simple math numbers to share with a seller to take less emotion into a decision and more logic, and it's your job to do that. As a matter of fact, on a listing presentation, I explain to people, you are emotional about this. You're supposed to be. This is your house. You raise your kids here. All that stuff. You're paying me to add logic to an emotional situation. Okay, that's an example. That's a simple example. Here's another one. I want to lose 30 pounds. I have to eat less calories than I'm burning on a daily basis, and I have to work out. Simple fact physics tell me that that's going to work. Okay, both of those are legitimate examples, okay, about how to get from A to Z. It's really that simple. Okay, it's not always fun, but it's true. All right, now, I want to sell more homes in real estate. I'm behind my goal. I have to talk to people. I have to do a schedule consistent with doing that. This is not rocket science. It's really, really simple. That's why I think I was pretty good at it, because real estate is a whole bunch of common sense. So don't lower your goal, even if you're behind. Consider raising it. I don't know about you, but has there ever been a time in your life where you felt like you were settling and you raised your game, and not only did you achieve what you wanted to, you exceeded it? Okay, now think about that time in your life that you've done that, and why can't this time be just like that? It can be, actually, if you look at it that way. Okay, so overshoot your mark, overachieve, it's okay. Okay, so consider raising your goals is my first point. My second point is treat your clients like gold, because that's what they are. Treat your clients and your customers like gold. Your job is to solve their problem. I have a home to sell. That's a problem. Okay, your job is to solve that problem. I want to buy a home. That's a problem. They don't have one yet. So I want to sell my home and buy a home. That's my favorite problem. Okay, because I'm going to sell their home and then sell them a new home. I'm going to make them homeless and then help them find a new home. That's my favorite situation. And if you're prospecting, you can find that, especially in a market that we're in right now. A lot of this excess inventory that we have, some of it's overpriced because, as if you read Forrest's blogs, you'll see that, because they're people that don't actually have to sell. If I can get this So we have a market that's really, the overpriced market is helping the market that actually is priced to sell, because it's making the ones that are priced right look even better. So I don't, this over inventory situation, or slightly more than a year ago, to me is actually a good thing with the motivated people you're talking to. But remember, treat them like gold. What does that mean? It means under promise and over deliver. Okay, that's what it means. Be brutally honest with people. All right, get them what they're looking for, but you're not Santa Claus. You can't get them more than what their home is worth, and you can't do it for less time. Now, if that does happen, okay, then great. I'm also going to say that I'm going to call this the HGTV time of the market right now, which means I think even a year ago, if a house needed work and it was priced accordingly, it would sell. I think today you should be coaching them more to do the work, even if you, and charge more, but have that house look really good. Even if you have to get a listing and hold off the listing for a month, okay, to help them and give them, you know, good advice on what to do to the home. I'd rather see it over primped and fixed and painted and landscaped and so forth, and they can get more money for that. Because when buyers walk with a decent amount of inventory, when buyers walk into a house, okay, if there's even a little wrong, they start wondering what else is wrong. So spend a little, and I know that some of you, like the example I heard this morning was, I had the conversation in December, they signed the contract, we didn't get the home on till March because it needed a bunch of work, but it sold in 24 hours. That's a great example. Okay, or I list a home, it needs work, and it's been sitting for 60 to 90 days. That's not good for your seller. You're going to almost have to almost over make it attractive, which means underprice it slightly to have someone buy a house that needs work today when they have so many options that don't, especially with interest rates being the way they are. Think about it. Okay, I can buy a home for $30,000 more. What's my payment? $15 more? Okay, to get the house that has everything already done, it doesn't even make sense. So consider that today. Coach your people to do more work to have the house look more, you know, move-in ready. Okay, so number one, consider raising your goals. Number two, treat your clients like gold, and that's how you get referrals too, okay? Okay, here's my third one, and this is a big one for a lot of us, okay? Once I know what my goal is, and treating people like gold should just be second nature to you. It's the golden rule, okay? I mean, if you really want to do well in this business, okay, you can get so much mileage out of just doing the right thing. Why would you ever want to cut corners with your customer service, okay? So the next one is, and it's the toughest one for all of us, myself included, maximizing today. I know what my goal is. I know where I want to go. Now I have to maximize today. If I back into my daily schedule, which to me, a daily schedule is a daily business plan, okay, and all I have is today. I can't relive yesterday, and a lot of times, why would I want to? Okay, and I can't have tomorrow today. Okay, that's delusional, but I can maximize today. And if I want to have more great tomorrows, if I maximize today, every tomorrow becomes better. Okay, that's what I know. And that took me a long time to learn this in this business. Maximize today. I know in order to achieve my goal, I have to talk to X amount of people with energy and enthusiasm. Okay, I have to do that every day. So if I really focusing on Mac, and I know you guys are getting busy and you have buyers going on and taking listings, but remember, if I don't fill my pipeline, the train always shows up. Okay, and it's not always a good train. All right, so remember, every goal, okay, you know, at the end of the year, if you want to achieve a goal, it can be mathematically reduced to a daily schedule. If you're not following the daily schedule and expect to achieve your goal, you've definitely missed the point. You cannot. Why would you ever try to, okay, shortcut the daily schedule and still achieve your goal? It doesn't work like that, folks. As a matter of fact, if anything, overdo the daily schedule to make sure you achieve your goal. Okay, so maximize today. Okay, the old corny joke, today's a gift. That's why they call it the present. So maximize the present. All right, number four on my list is get referrals. If you're doing the first three, if you're, you know, really energetic about your goal, okay, if you are absolutely treating people like gold and you're maximizing each day, why can't you ask and get referrals? You know, John, it was a pleasure helping you and Sally. Now that your home's under contract and so forth, who do you know in your job, you know, where you work, at, in your family, in your neighborhood, at your church, that I could help as well? I never asked for referrals until I did my job, though. Do your job first, then ask for referrals. It's, and I'm going to tell you guys, look at, every one of us has this. It's a reticular activator. As soon as you're involved in a real estate transaction, okay, you can't help but other people hear about other people involved in real estate transactions. But if you don't ask your customers, clients, past customers, clients, family, they just think you're busy and you don't need their help. You're a salesperson. It's your job to tell everybody what you do. Okay. I mean, don't be obnoxious about it. A lot of people think, well, that's obnoxious. No, it isn't. It's acting like a salesperson. Now, people who want to get top dollar for their home hire salespeople. Okay. And I know what some of you are thinking. What about Open Door, OfferPad? That's their 5% of the market. I'm talking about the over 90% of the people that you talk to are looking to you, and this is what they're thinking. Is this person going to net me the most money? Is this person going to get me the best deal on a house? If the answer is no, they're not using you. Okay, so being a salesperson is great when you have motivated people because that's what they want, a salesperson. Don't kid yourself. I love when people tell me, I don't want to be too salesy. That always makes me crack up. You're a salesperson. It's like saying, I don't want to be too wealthy. Yeah, you know, I don't want to be too wealthy. I mean, come on. I mean, other people need money too. All right? I mean, there's plenty of money out there for all you guys. Trust me. All right? So get referrals. Here's another one, because that's number four on my list. And in order to get referrals, you have to do a great job, and you have to ask people and remind them what you do. That's the only way. If there was another way, okay, I would have heard about it by now. All right, so get referrals. Number five on my list is get excited about your job. Okay, I talk to a lot of you, and I don't feel the excitement. And if I'm not feeling it, I'm sure your clients aren't either. And I have to go, so people ask me, how do you stay excited? I stay excited by gratitude. That's how I do it. Get involved in gratitude every day. Have a gratitude ritual that you go through. I mean, and some days I start with, you know, look, the fact that I won the lottery. Think about it. The fact that you are alive today, it's like, you know, take the chances of winning the lottery today and multiply them times 100. Okay, the fact that you're alive and you're human today, you've already won a major league lottery just being born. Now you have the most expensive machinery, you, the body, on the planet, okay? And you get to live in this world every single day. Now you're in the best country. Look, you live in Las Vegas or Phoenix, or you live in one of the best parts of the country, which is the best country in the world. I mean, if you start going down what you can be grateful for, okay, it's amazing. Okay, and then you're in the best business at the best company with the best name brand, with the best company. I mean, you can go on and on and on about things to be excited about. Okay, if you were living in another part of the country, just living in this country would be a huge gain. That's why everybody's trying to get into this country. And I know you can say, well, we're not perfect, and nobody is perfect. I never use the word perfect. But compared to other parts of the country, we've got it pretty good, damn good. Okay, so you can get excited, and then you just work your way up about that. And then look at, you're an independent contractor. You get paid what you're worth. And the only vote that matters is yours. And if you're around people that don't have the same view, then stop hanging around with those people. You should surround yourself with people that get you excited about what you do and get you excited about you. Okay, you don't need critics. Okay, watch CNN for 5 minutes, get depressed, and then move on to something else. Okay, it's because, you know, look, anybody can be a critic. My favorite line about critics is, have you ever seen a statue erected for a critic? They're not a statue. No, they're not. There's like people that discovered the world. People, look, Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy. Those are the people they put statues up for, not the people that criticized them their whole career in life. Never see a statue for a critic. Anybody can be a Monday morning quarterback. It's irritating. It's obnoxious. Okay, once again, get involved in my coaching. I love to help you guys achieve your goal. If not my coaching, join Tom Ferry, Mike Ferry, Brian Buffini, there's so many people out there coaching as well. Okay. Everybody, okay, should have somebody on their team and pointing out what they need to do. It's like going to the gym with a trainer. Okay, you just do better when you have a trainer. Okay. So that's the next one. That was number five on my list. Get excited. Number six is visualize. Now, I know I talk about this all the time, and the reason I talk about it all the time is because I realize how very few people do it. Think about this for a second, okay? I just talked about a reticular activator. Reticular activator means now I own a black Mercedes. I notice every other black Mercedes out there, okay? I'm aware of things that were always there that I didn't notice before once I own something. Now, you can do the same thing with your goals. I own my goals, okay? I make X amount of dollars a year. I close X amount of homes. I'm healthy, wealthy, wise. I weigh this. All your affirmations, if you own them, like if you actually program your mind, which you can do, to believe that you already have them, all kinds of new things will open up to you, your eyes. You'll start noticing things you didn't notice before. You start unconsciously acting differently once you agree and believe in the goals. I want to make $250,000. I have to sell 35 homes to do that. And you convince yourself by saying it over and over to yourself and visualizing exactly how you want everything to be. Okay. And I'm going to tell you, folks, people, it's almost weird how very few of us take advantage of that. If you take advantage of that, you'll see how it's amazing how well it works, but a lot of us don't believe it. And you know what, where does that come from? It comes from Think and Grow Rich, a book written in the 20s or 30s. Okay, and then I read another book called, you know, The New Psycho-Cybernetics, even the original Psycho-Cybernetics, but the new one is actually better. And then you could read a book called, you know, How to Win Friends and Influence People for the Digital Age. That talks about it in there. I mean, you can listen to Tony Robbins talks about it. You can listen to a lot of these guys today talk about how if you visualize the end result, like that's why we have goals, because we know what our end result is. Now, the question is, do you actually believe? And I'm going to say this, okay, and I ask people in my coaching this question all the time. Do you absolutely believe your goal? Yes, I do. You believe you can achieve it? Yes. And then I talk to you 2 weeks later, and you haven't done the activities consistent with achieving it. That to me says I don't believe in my goal, or I don't believe I'm worthy of achieving my goal. Because if you believe it, then the actions you need to take to get there become second nature. I know that's a big, you know, the word is responsibility. That's a big responsibility to carry around. But remember, if you have a big goal, you have big responsibility. It's just that simple. Okay, so if you want to have that kind of result, you got to own that kind of responsibility. Okay, so that's number six on my list. By the way, no one's interrupted me. Any questions so far? I've been rambling for 24 minutes. Any questions from me about what I've covered so far? Hit star six, and I can hear you. All right, I'll keep going. My number seven and my last one is repel negativity. Oh, somebody there?
Yeah, Richard. Hey, it's Tim. I was just going to tell you, I don't have a question, but great information. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, my man. Appreciate that. Thank you for jumping in. I appreciate that. I will, if you don't have a question, I will take encouragement. Thanks, Tim. All right, good stuff. Awesome. Appreciate that. Thank you. All right, and my last one is repel negativity. Okay, I don't know if anybody else feels this way about this, but like I'm really almost to the point of about obnoxious about this. If you want to get on a call with me and tell me why you can't do something, you've got the wrong audience. I'm not the audience for that. If you want to tell me why, well, you know, if you grew up and I'm like, okay, how old are you now? Okay, so a lot of us have a tremendous amount of reasons for not achieving your goal. There's another word for it. They're called excuses. Okay, so you need to repel negativity. Because remember, all of us, think about this. I am in the real estate business. Okay, real estate didn't find you. You found it. Because you want to be in sales, or you're already naturally gifted at sales. The great thing about that is, okay, is that the sky's the limit. But the bad thing about that, or the potentially bad thing, is if you're a great salesperson, you can sell yourself on anything. You can sell yourself short. You can sell yourself up. You can sell yourself in the middle. But as soon as you start selling yourself on things that aren't consistent with achieving your goal, they're just excuses. And excuses are just, I'm just going to say it, they're just being lazy. When you have excuses, you're just being lazy. You're giving yourself an out when you don't need an out. You know, a lot of times people say, what's your plan B? Being more dedicated to plan A. That's my plan B. Okay, because as soon as you give yourself a plan B, plan A is less important. Like, I am going to be successful at real estate. I'm going to make this happen. Okay, and as soon as you get committed, okay, then the stars start lining up. I'm telling you, commitment's amazing. Commitment followed by action, and I learned this from Deepak Chopra years ago, guarantees the outcome. That's what he said when I heard him speak. If you know what, look it, if you hold in your mind what your goal is, the universe will conspire to help you. That's Wayne Dyer. And then I saw him speak to a bunch of us for 3 hours, and it was amazing. And then 6 months later, I saw Deepak Chopra, and he said, the process guarantees the outcome. So I've always put those two together. If you're committed to your goal and you hold it in your mind, the universe will conspire to help you. Then you commit to the process to achieve it, and the outcome is guaranteed. I firmly believe that. Okay, then I saw another gentleman, Mike Vance, who was Walt Disney's right-hand man, a little after that, and he added the third part to the equation, which really makes up most of my book, Success is a Verb, which is that stop trying to be perfect before you take action. That's just another excuse not to take action. So hold in your mind what your goal is. We just talked about that. You know what your goal is, or consider raising them. Number two, okay, understand the process to get there. We talk about that at number three, maximizing your schedule, maximizing today. And number three is, then I have to just commit to the process. Or excuse me, then I have to just commit to, you know, making mistakes along the way because no one's perfect. So hold it in your mind, commit to the process, stop trying to be perfect before you take action. So if you commit to those three things, folks, okay, and then consider these 7 points that I just went through. Remember, this is the time of the year where if I'm a little behind my goal, I got to dig in to catch up. And remember, the first quarter is the slowest quarter of the year. So even if you're 15 to 20% of your goal, or even a little less in some instances, you can still achieve your goal. And if you're even on what your goal is, I would consider raising it because the next two quarters are the busiest quarters of the year. To me, it would be number one being the slowest, number four being, you know, I would call it number one is four, number four is three. And then you're heading into the busiest quarter of the year, followed by the second busiest quarter of the year. Number one and two are the next 6 months are the busiest 6 months of the year for you. So commit to these 7 things. If you guys have any questions, call me anytime. We will pick this up again in exactly 1 week with a new phone number. So be looking for the new phone number on my Saturday emails. There'll be an email sent out to everybody. It'll be on my social media. It'll be everywhere. You guys are the best. Woo! We'll do this again in a week. Thanks for your time.